Leviticus 7, 1 through 38. Devotional Focus Verse. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meat offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings. Leviticus 7, 37. Computer programming is systematic and can be laborious. In a nutshell, it is a set of instructions to carry out a specific task. However, unlike human language, where the speaker voices a simple command and the listener acts upon the message, computer language is far more complex. For instance, if you want someone to open the window, you simply voice that request. In computer language, you would need to describe every sequential movement necessary to accomplish the task. This would mean that the person would get up from his chair, make a left or right turn, take an exact number of steps to the window, lean forward at a precise degree, stretch forward his hand the exact distance to the window lever, and pull it up so many inches. Any minor omission in the instruction would lead to the window not being opened. Similar to a computer programming instruction, God gave instructions about His laws to the children of Israel in the minutest detail. The reason was to ensure that they would have no doubt as to what God's intents were on any given commandment. Today also, God wants us to fully understand His instructions. Although we are not under the law as the children of Israel were, we have His Word, and He wants to write that Word in our hearts. The Bible gives us His commands and a standard by which to measure our actions and thoughts. When we don't know what to do in everyday situations, God uses His Spirit to give us step-by-step guidance. If we purpose to follow Him and do our best to stay in tune with His Spirit, He will make sure that we understand what He wants us to do. Are you facing a situation where you feel the need of specific direction? Maybe you want detailed instructions. Something like must be given to a computer. Stand up, turn right, take 4 steps, etc. Tell God your needs. He may not give you computer directions, but He will direct your heart. Background information. God continued to impress upon the children of Israel that man is unworthy of direct access to Him, and that the only way of access was through mediatorial sacrifice. Prior to this time, God had outlined for them the necessary sacrifices and offerings for the different kinds of sins and trespasses. He also instructed them on the types of free will offerings that were acceptable to Him. In our lesson today, He detailed how the people and the officiating priests needed to conduct the trespass and the peace offerings. The Lord had told them that a trespass was a sin committed against the commandment of the Lord in ignorance, or by unwittingly touching something that was unclean, or pronouncing an oath, or doing something wrong against a neighbor. The Lord instructed that the priests performing the trespass offering should regard it as most holy. He ascribed the same seriousness to a trespass as He did to an outright sin, saying, "As the sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them." See Leviticus 7:7. The trespass offering involved specified animal sacrifice, but the people were forbidden from eating the blood or fat of the sacrificed animal. The priests, however, were allotted a portion of the sin and the trespass offerings. In verses 28 through 36, God stated specifically which parts went to them. This allotment helped support the priests and their families. It was part of God's way of making provision for those who labored full-time in His service. The peace offering had 2 parts, the thanksgiving offering, and the vow or voluntary offering. The required sacrifice for this offering largely involved non-animal products that were sacrificed unto the Lord. Unlike the trespass offerings, those who made either a thanksgiving offering or a vow or voluntary offering were allowed to eat of it. However, different time limits for the consumption of the offerings were outlined. In addition, God commanded that anyone bringing or eating of these sacrifices must not be unclean or have touched an unclean thing prior to the time of sacrifice. Conclusion. God's commands are clear enough for everyone to understand. It is up to us to follow those instructions so that we can please God and derive the benefits of His divine favor.